there are two practices that we must engage in. The one is bodhicitta, and the other one is the Sutra of Great Liberation. And we recite the Sutra of Great Liberation to purify our negative karma. It doesn't matter whether you are a lower level student, a middle level student, or a higher level student. According to the Sutrayana, the best method for purifying this negative karma of ours is by reciting the Sutra of Great Liberation. And because in the Sutra of Great Liberation, you see what we are reciting, it is mentioning that it includes all of the boundless Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and all of the boundless Arahats. Boundless Bodhisattvas, boundless Arahats, boundless students, isn't it? And when I recite this, every time I recite it, it gives rise to incredible belief in myself. And if all of them have been able to attain liberation, then why won't we be able to? However, our names aren't in the Sutra of Great Liberation, are they? Although there are so many names already there. In the Sutra of Liberation, it really recites all of these boundless beings that have attained liberation, attained enlightenment. So if all of them are able to attain enlightenment, why is it that we are not able to attain enlightenment? Of course, we can attain enlightenment. And why is it that we are not attaining liberation? It's because we have some of these conceptual and karmic obscurations. And what is the best way to purify all of these karmic and conceptual obscurations? It is to recite the Sutra of Great Liberation. And in the Sutra of Great Liberation, I think Buddha is teaching and teaching to Akasagarbha regarding the suffering of the beings in the hell realms. And if we really understand the great suffering that these beings are experiencing in the hell realms, there is just no way that we won't be able to give rise to great compassion. And if you recite this and you really don't have any feeling in this regard, then really go and repent yourself. And in here, it teaches about the cause and effect that results in these beings ending up in the hell realms. In reciting the Sutra of Great Liberation, we repent. We also give rise to great compassion to all of the suffering of all of the sentient beings. And in addition, we know of all of these sentient beings that have already attained Buddhahood or the state of bodhisattvas. And so it gives rise to great belief in us. So don't stop reciting the Sutra of Great Liberation until you have attained enlightenment. And so when you're practicing the great perfection, accompany this practice with the reciting of the Sutra of Great Liberation. And if you're practicing the great perfection pith instructions and you're repenting by reciting the Sutra of Great Liberation, then I really believe that in these few decades of the short life that we have, you'll be able to attain liberation.